Donald Trump's position on leaks is complicated. As a candidate, he encouraged WikiLeaks to release Hillary Clinton's private emails. But as president, he's railed against disclosures from inside the White House. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports Trump's family business, now run by his two adult sons, is also trying to plug a leak at one of its hotels.
It's the Trump Soho in downtown Manhattan. Last month, word got out that the hotel was struggling. The conference business is down sharply from a year ago, and management has plans to lay off 12 housekeepers. Not long after WNYC reported that, staff at the hotel were asked to sign a confidentiality agreement. A partial copy of the agreement, obtained by WNYC, defines confidential information as facts concerning the private lives of the Trump family, their political activities, and the family business. It goes on to say, quote, "You shall not give or participate in any interviews, write or be a source for any articles, books, programs, or stories in any form concerning or relating to any confidential information."
Whoever wrote this, the goal in mind was to prevent people from going sort of outside of the hotel and telling stories about the Trumps.
Owen Laird is an employment attorney at the Harmon firm. He says some hotels ask employees to sign these kinds of forms, but this one is different. For example, it seems to say that a photo taken of one of the Trump kids by a hotel worker would automatically become the copyrighted property of the Trumps.
Which is not really a typical provision to have. Most confidentiality agreements involve businesses concerned about their proprietary information. Here, it's really about the Trump family rather than the employer.
It's not clear how many workers at Trump Soho have been asked to sign the agreement or how many may have given their John Hancock. Many of the workers are represented by the Hotel Trades Council. The union says there is no confidentiality clause in the collective bargaining agreement. If plugging leaks is the goal, it's not working. A fact sheet posted for staff on Tuesday and shared with WNYC shows hotel occupancy at 75% and 18 days accident-free. Ilya Marritz, WNYC News.
The Trump Organization did not respond to a request for comment.